Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, fanboys and geek girls. Roll that 18-sided die. We're going to embark on a master quest.
Guys, it's another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. It is Thursday, January 20th, 2011, and we have the giggles already. All right. Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. Let me give you the phone number before I do the introduction. If you'd like to call in and chat with us, our phone number is, you got your pen and paper handy? You want to jot this down? I'll give you a second. Okay. Our phone number is 347
literally
215-7977. Again, 347-215-7977. I am Snow White. Hi. And I also have my bestest friend in the whole world who's got skills. She's had too much coffee. No more coffee for her. Corey/Gaming Matrix. Hello, ma'am. See? Giggles.
You know, y'all don't know what they do to me before the show.
You didn't do anything, man. That was all you.
No, they've been torturing me. So,
it's like the torture. So it's all
Let me get my morning voice on. Good evening.
No, it's not going to work.
No.
Anyway, we also have our token male up in the hizzle. What's your name again? Oh, Master Blaster. Hi, honey.
Wow, that's quite an intro there. You completely forgot my name, which makes me kind of wonder, you know, what the hell's going on. I mean, you know, I'm supposed to be part of the show.
At least I didn't yell out another name in your place.
Oh, damn. Bill!
So, do we have any front lines? I think you mentioned something, but I didn't understand it. So you have to talk slower. I'm a little slow today. So,
I had to catch my breath.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Did you take some salvia before the show?
Yes, I smoked it.
Is your name Miley Cyrus?
Yes, I smoked it.
Salvia.
It was a controller-shaped bottle of that.
I gotta get that. That's actually something we need for the show, is Miley Cyrus tripping on salvia.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, yes,
she's
please
annoying.
Do.
Please. She is annoying anyway. I can't stand her voice. She's annoying anyway. Her on salvia with the giggles. I just wanted to reach through the computer screen and throttle her. It was ridiculous.
She might like that. Anyway.
Well, she might. I don't know.
Okay, I think I'm good. I'm good. Okay, so those of you that follow our Facebook, Twitter, all those lovely social networks, kind of got a hint of what we were talking, or what the front lines will be about this week. Our lovely friends over at the now-defunct womengamers.com. Hello, ladies. We miss you. We wish you'd come back, maybe. That was mean, wasn't it? Catty,
mm-hmm.
Catty. It is evening. I can be catty in the evening. I have to be professional in the morning, so. No cat sounds from you. No.
Wait. You're professional?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to turn on some Beyonce, and I will just leave y'all to do the show and try to talk over my Beyonce. Thank you. Okay, so basically, our frenemies, I've dubbed them that, over at Kotaku, posted up an article. I'm not sure the date. Hang on, let me see if they get a date. Well, it was actually last week that Sony put out a special Final Fantasy bundle that happens to be pink. And I mean everything in it is pink. The case, the PSP, the earbuds, the little cleaning cloth, the box it comes in. Now, it also says on the pack, literally, the value pack for girls. Now, if you want the link to this, you can find it on gamergirlsradio.com. It's the big old pink bow link that says so pretty in pink. And you can take a look that right below it, the regular pack is just regular stuff, a regular value pack they put together. It's just regular blue. And so this brought up a lot of questions for me. There's also a red one there. I'm curious. I know how we feel about pink hairs. No, no, you don't.
I despise pink.
Mm.
Pepto-Bismol is gross. I don't want to wear it. Sorry. That's,
No, ma'am.
Jeez.
Done. I'm done with the show. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Like.
Good night, Cleveland.
I didn't mean to. It slipped out.
Well, so, okay, I'm wondering if anybody likes these pink peripherals. Does it influence you buying them at all? And it doesn't mean, I mean, I'll pick one up. Well, we know it doesn't influence you. But let's say you had a daughter. Would you be more likely to buy her the pink ones because it was pink?
If she asked for it, but I wouldn't buy it for her just, oh, it's pink. It must be perfect for her. So, no, I mean, no, but she asked for one. I mean, little girls like pink things. I mean,
I didn't.
Well, okay, normal little girls like pink things, right? Like, you know, everything has to be pink. Like, for instance, my little niece, she just had a birthday, and we bought her a pink little purse, and we bought her all kinds of, like, Disney princess stuff because she's into that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I could see little girls liking pink controllers and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know about... what about you girls? I mean, have you girls ever owned anything that's been pink? A pink controller, pink anything?
Well, I would just like to say that I look good in pink. Me and Chanel, you know, we have a long-standing history, but the only pink console that I own is a Game Boy Color that was actually given to me by Nintendo. Otherwise, it would have been some other color. I think they're cute, but I don't go out specifically seeking pink. I'm usually looking for, like, my DS is electric blue, and her name is Blue Cantrell, by the way. Like the singer,
nice.
Yes. Like
nice.
The,
I got that reference. Nice.
Yes. So it's pretty electric blue, and that's what I wanted. They had pink, but I preferred this one. If you saw what I put up on the slide, I said, actually, if you're going to give me a PSP, I prefer that it be black and covered in Swarovski crystals. But y'all don't make those. Well, hey, if you're going to be giving girls a choice, I like the really sparkly, expensive stuff. Not just
I like sophisticated stuff. I don't like stuff that's like typical bubblegum pink, oh, my God, it's so pretty kind of thing. I like you sleek and sophisticated. If you're going to give me presents, it better be sleek and sophisticated or I don't want it.
Yeah, well, I can't say this is really sophisticated. It's just it's just pink. It doesn't have any style to it.
I mean, I do own some stuff that's pink, though. But the only exception I make when it comes to pink is if it's like for breast cancer awareness, then I'll buy pink. I'll buy it, but if it's like clothes, I'll never wear it, except maybe around the house. Like, I don't go out in pink.
Well, this would have been a good thing, I think, for them to do if they were going to sell pink ones, is make it the proceeds go to breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, then I'd be for it. I wouldn't, no.
It's just pink. And again, if it has some Swarovski crystals on it, I might, again, be wanting to buy it because I like for my stuff to look like a clutch. Because, you know, if I'm going out, and I'm not joking, y'all think I'm joking, when I go out, I like to take my consoles with me. Sometimes I just want to carry it in my hand. And if you got a really nice little, you know, thing going on the outside, it looks just like a little purse. And then when I flip it open, bam, would you like to play some Animal Crossing? Bam, would you like to play some Magnetica, some Zuma? Is that a purse? No, it is a Nintendo DS. Thank you. Isn't that lovely? Look, and I also use it to check my lipstick. If you got the DSi anyway. See? Multifunctional. So I can't. I'm looking at this and it's cute, but I would skip right over it and go right to the red one that's two pictures down. That's the one I want. I don't know why they perceive this as a boy thing. Well, I put it to you this way. When we did the panel for 2008, How to Get Your Girlfriend into Gaming, we talked about pink consoles and how they help some mommies feel okay or they feel better about picking up consoles for their little girls when they're pink.
Which is totally stupid. I mean, the color of the console doesn't make a damn bit of difference about what the kid's going to do with it.
It doesn't. But they feel more comfortable, and they feel like it's okay to get their boys, the black and red ones. Now, I will say this year in Toys R Us during Christmas time, I see that trend of this pink starting to fade away. It's just the game industry, for some reason, as advanced and forward-thinking as we are, some of you men out there, developers and otherwise, are stuck in the 50s or whatever. So you guys are still making pink consoles, but I went in I'm trying to remember the name of this cartoon because I was wanting to get it for a little girl in my family. They have a whole line of things, but they would be considered very morbid by a lot of grandmas. But it's either Monster High or something like that. But they had purses that were red, black, and green, and they were shaped like coffins. But they're for little girls.
Now that's cute.
And dollies, that are Frankenstein, but it's a girl.
That's cute. That sounds.
It is cute, and the girls were going nuts. The little girls were going crazy over it. I went back the next day, and there were none left. So the little girls apparently love this stuff.
I think crazy mamas bought them for their little girls. I don't think.
Oh no! Oh no, honey. There was a bunch of little girls in there, and I heard this, Monster High, and I was like, oh, move, girl stampede, move.
Oh, times have changed.
Man. Okay. Yeah. My damn crap is all locked up. Damn it.
Damn crap's locked up. They actually, if you take some more fiber in your diet, that'll fix that.
I prefer, some actual fucking A, dude.
Now,
some actual fucking A, all right.
Oh, man. I just realized how that sounded.
Firefox is being crazy, but did you understand the dollies are ugly? I think those dollies are interesting looking for the little mamas. I like that they have something different to play with other than just Barbie. Barbie is kind of
Barbie.
Well,
I
can't say I don't like Barbie. They're trying to keep up with the times. They have a new line of Barbies out that Jay-Z, you heard me talking about Beyonce, so I had to mention it. Jay-Z, yeah, him and the Barbie people partnered, and they're called Sis So Fine, and they have an array of every racial everything dolly. Just pick one. And boy dollies, too. You little girls, remember, your mommy never bought you the boy dolly. It's like they thought you'd get pregnant by osmosis or something, but... Hey, am I lying, you girls out there? Did your mommy want to buy you a boy dolly? You had to beg for the boy. They never bought you the boy. Oh, I don't
know. They never did. Actually, I had to steal my brother's.
Yeah, you had to steal G.I. Joe. I'm just saying. But see, I'm looking at you guys in the room. I used to tear the head off my Barbie. My Barbie was an adventurer. She went backpacking through the tundra and all this stuff, through the marshes. I got spankings for the marshes one. You can get, the mosquitoes in the water in Texas. Yeah, I'd be out in the water with the doll. So... Why can't you play Barbies like a normal girl? I thought I was a normal girl. The other girls are doing it. Look at her. Her dolly's covered in mud. Well, anyway. But this is one of the things I think the companies miss. You guys need to come listen. Not every little girl is going to want something pink. Some of them like red and green, and they might want monsters.
And black.
Yeah, and black. And they want monsters on it with eyelashes. So you can put the eyelashes on it that makes it girly, okay? It could be a monster on it. It could be a zombie. But a girl zombie. Could be a girl dragon, that's don't limit yourself to this one color. Gosh.
Oh, come on, Firefox.
And no, J. Dukes, there's not a Chris Brown doll. I don't think he'd sell very well. Mud wrestling dollies. There's some stuff going on in the chat room.
You can sell them with extra punch. I'm just...
Bad joke. Okay, so I'm moving along from this topic. You guys can go over to our page, check out the front line, So Pretty in Pink. Click on it, go over to Kotaku. I'm sure they'd like it that we sent you over there. They'll probably get a kick out of it. But I must read the beginning of this comment. Pink is an obnoxious color. That's all I'm going to read. Go over and check it out. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I have to read this one. I hope somebody find Miss Erica Bass and tell her that we quoted her. I'm a gamer. The vagina is a bonus. Fuck you, Sony. I like that. I'm standing up and clapping for that one. Erica Bass, you are my new hero wherever you are. Thank
Girl,
you.
Girl, I gave so many kudos points to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Sony's the first one to come up with a pink controller. Come on.
Well, no. Sony's the only one that didn't give us another color. I mean, Nintendo, and Blaster, you know this. Nintendo has sent us personally. We've had black, red. We've had a peach color, the rare, very rare color, peach DS, the original that came through our hands. So they didn't always send us always pink. All pink stuff, but Sony always pink. Microsoft, I've seen. Well, they wanted to send me a pink controller. I didn't go to, I think the launch, and they sent a bunch of stuff to me via someone else. And I remember getting a call from somebody at the event going, "Hey, Corey, they want to know if you want a pink controller. I want the black one. You don't want the pink? You bring me the pink. I will send it back to them in pieces. Bring me the black one." So I have a black one in there that they sent to me.
Why is it gonna be black?
Because I look good in black, too. I look good holding black things. And
I'm not even going to go there. That's too easy. Too
so,
easy, Corey.
So are you, but we keep you around anyway.
Oh. Don't you like the fact that I was too easy?
Yes, we do. I'll talk to you about that later.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, well,
better than the noises she was making before the show, I just got to say. It almost sounded like that. Almost.
I am trying
to laugh there.
Okay, down, girls and boys, down. Ooh, we got raw. Okay, so what are we talking about this week? Does anybody else have something they would like to speak of? Because I know what I want to talk about.
No.
No, y'all suck.
No. Actually, no. Wait a minute. Now, wait. I do actually have some things, but I want to go ahead and let you go first because you're on a roll tonight.
With some butter. Anyway.
I prefer cinnamon.
Okay. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. I never know when to stop that word.
Cinnamon.
I want to talk about the 3DS tonight.
But. Well, then talk. Let's do it.
Let's talk about the 3DS. I mean, did you guys know that what the pre-order price is for the 3DS?
$249, eh? Is it? About $249?
I want to hear. Now, see, now this is time for you guys to complain about Nintendo for a change, okay? Because you guys don't like to do that for some reason.
Because it
is really damn expensive.
I agree. But did you, have you been, this is why I can't complain. When we've been doing some of the news in the mornings, and you have to be paying very close attention. Some of you don't. You listen. Y'all listen to the news. You get excited. We get you excited. The 3DS has been slowly revealing all the stuff that it could do. Because at first, what they
teasing
were
teasing us.
Yes, they were hinting that it's just going to. Yes, yes.
It's a burlesque
that
show.
That's
that
right.
That I paid last night good money for.
So, what they were showing us was basically it looks just like your regular DS and it has 3D capabilities. Well, earlier this week, when they were saying one of the launch titles would be The Sims 3, I started reading through the press release and saw some stuff I didn't know that it was going to be able to do. It's also motion sensitive. And so when you're playing your Sims, now, new way to torture them is to cause an earthquake when you shake your DS. In addition,
nice! You could do that?
See?
I could do that the whole time, really. Ah, there goes your town.
So you can shake it. It has a camera. It's
it you can also shake it. I can think of plenty of other applications for that 3DS.
Oh,
yeah,
that,
yes, there's going to be some interesting stuff going on.
I can see some kid in the back. He's sitting like in a bus, and he's sitting behind this really high chair. And he's sitting there shaking his DS, and the guy just turns around, the bus driver in the rearview mirror, pulls the bus over and kicks the kid out.
Yes.
Cause lots of trouble. Shake the 3DS.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, continue.
Then I'm noticing, if you go visit the front page of our site, there's a new trailer up for the new Resident Evil that's going to launch on the 3DS. And if that is in-game footage, and I believe it is because you can see some of the stats and stuff on the screen in the GUI, it is HD. You guys are bitching about Nintendo not doing HD, and they said, not only are we going to give it to you, we're going to put it in your hand. You're going to play HD games in your hand. Not to mention, and I could be lying, but I'm thinking that there's some other, obviously it's normal Wi-Fi capabilities, internet capabilities, your movies. Did I miss when I said Avatar was, did I not see that somewhere?
Did you say 3D camera?
There is a 3D camera.
Well, I don't know if it was confirmed. I know there's
it is. We've been looking all week. That's why I said little things have been leaking out. There's a 3D camera.
Wait a minute. When the PlayStation 3 launched, it had a huge list of things that it could do, or functions that it could do, okay? It was just as big as the 3DS's list.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just bitched about the price. So I'm just saying, this is a pretty damn expensive handheld. $250, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of cash. That's like two iPhones?
Yes, it is.
It's two iPhones.
Well, my question to you would be, when has Nintendo ever promised you something and didn't give it to you? When?
The Nintendo Wii.
No.
Yes.
That's just because you refuse to see the good for that console.
When's the last time
you have this block coming. Whenever we say the word Wii, you automatically get this block up like, oh,
I'm not a 4-year-old retard. That's why I don't enjoy the Wii. I'm not a 4-year-old retard.
Well, the purpose of the we wasn't to cater to people like you who are elitist assholes.
It's
to cater to other people who like stuff like that.
Take your quarters.
It's good.
Take your quarters.
They're trying to appeal to elitist assholes like me. They failed miserably.
Yeah, well, that's the point. They weren't trying to do that.
They made a system that was not catering to what I want. So why the hell would I like it?
Yeah, but they didn't. It's not that they didn't give you what they offered. They gave us what they offered. You just didn't like what they offered.
No, they gave me what they said. This is they gave me something and said you should like this. If you're a real gamer, you should like this.
See, listen to what you just said. They said what you should like. I said, what did they promise you that came with the console that you didn't get?
They said
nothing.
This was going to change. This is going to change gaming forever. It did
and
absolutely.
It did. And it did.
No.
That's why you have two other consoles now that have motion controls. It did change gaming. This
you know
is,
what? All of that is going to be gone. All of that motion controlling crap is going
to
be gone.
I hate to tell you. It's not going to go anywhere. As a matter of fact, we were talking about the other morning a company that has now made a peripheral that I personally think the technology was borrowed from the Matrix, the bullet time thing, but they're saying they're trying to work this peripheral so that it's not so expensive, which will then put you in this 3D environment that you'll be able to see, which Nintendo's already jumped ahead. We already have our 3D environment. Now all they do is go over and say, you know what, that's interesting. Let's go ahead and drop this into our next console. I'm betting you any amount of money. So you will be standing there again, although Microsoft's saying no control.
Why the hell? Who said I wanted to stand when I played video games? Maybe I like sitting.
I do, because I'm trying to look like my avatar. I don't know about y'all.
I work hard every day. I don't want to get up and stand and play a damn video game. I'd like
but
to sit
down. But that's your choice. She didn't
on my
ask.
Ass.
She
my
didn't
lazy
ask
ass.
You. What has the Nintendo offered you that you didn't like? She's asking you, what have they promised that they have not delivered? And
I told
nothing. No, that is your opinion. It's your opinion. Your opinion
that's
doesn't
right.
matter. It's fact.
It doesn't matter. To you, my opinion doesn't matter. To me, my opinion matters very much. I have a lot of people who were promised a lot of things about Nintendo, and I have a Nintendo fanboy, an ex-Nintendo fanboy in my office. Okay, he was a huge Nintendo fan. He said I was crazy. Something was wrong with me. I was retarded if I didn't like the Nintendo Wii. And like a year and a half later, he trades his Nintendo Wii in for a PS3 and says,
"Okay,
you know, Nintendo
blaster. You know what? If we were in court, this is what the judge would say. Sir, get to the facts. The fact is, what you like and what they said they were giving you is not giving you what they didn't promise you. They promised you Wi-Fi out of the box. They promised you a new innovative gaming experience. Whether you liked it or not, it was still different than anything you played. So there's nothing that they promised you they didn't give you. However, do I need to point you back at Microsoft and PlayStation? Microsoft, who said you'll be able to access the internet. There'll be a marketplace where you can sell your own items. I will never forget that.
Trying to say they're all a bunch of liars. We all know that.
No,
don't tell me something I don't know.
Exactly, but Nintendo never lies to us. Whether you liked what they did or not, they didn't lie to you. They didn't tell you you were going to
get it.
I'm sure
if I dug into it, I could find several lies.
Dig it up. It's probably up on our archives. Go look it up.
I will find it before the end of the show.
You do that. Do it. So.
Will.
Do it. Wait a minute. Who is playing LARPing? You know what? I should not look at the chat room. Oh, Jesus. I want to LARP. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. Nintendo usually gives us what they say they're going to give us, and then some. They keep everything a secret, so we didn't know some of these little tidbits that are leaking out as we get closer to launch. I, for one, am very excited. It is expensive, but if it does all this stuff well, and it looks like it is because the developers are, whereas they were not jumping on the Wii bandwagon, whether you believe it or not, Blaster, a lot of them were not jumping on the Wii bandwagon. They are jumping on this. Everything I see is every developer's like, it's awesome. I got a hold of it. It's beautiful. I can't wait to do this game and that game and blah, blah, blah.
Because they think that's what the market wants. But I promise you that's not going to be.
I don't think that's the case of what the market wants, because then they would also be doing it for 3D televisions too. Because remember, we got a lot of televisions that are coming out masquerading as consoles as well.
The price is too high for those. When those come down and when they feel like the market is there for it, they will make the games for it. Promise you.
I don't think so.
I know so.
I don't think so. But, oh, now, the other thing, I'm going to jump to the next thing, because you and your Wii hating self, your Nintendo hating self, and Nintendo loves us. They're one of the few companies.
One thing I said is I would like to see the 3DS. I would like to see the 3DS. I've yet to see the 3DS.
Where were you at? Weren't we watching E3 together? Do you not remember us seeing it?
Okay, when did you see the 3D screen with your own eyes, Corey? Because that's the only way you're going to see the 3D.
Well, I think there's one here at Best Buy that I got to look at, but I was otherwise occupied. Somebody was pinching me or something, so I didn't get to play with it. I'll be back.
Apparently, and I'm looking for lies about the Nintendo Wii at launch. And apparently, there's a damn Truth or Lies game that keeps coming up in the Google search.
And Zafarius in the room saying the same thing. Nintendo gives you what they say they're going to give you. They don't promise stuff. You know, you have to keep in mind, these are Japanese. They don't believe in the lie. They're not American. They don't usually lie to you and then hope you forget it later. They don't. They're honorable people. at least everyone I've known, honorable.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey.
We say we're going to give you, you know, flashing blue lights. You're going to get flashing blue lights that fly around your head, and we're going to give you that and then some. So I'm going to wait and see. They have never lied to me yet since they've been in existence. I get exactly what they say they're going to give me. However, my Microsoft, my PlayStation, I'm still waiting to be able to watch my Hulu on the PlayStation. I'm still waiting. Anyway, in Microsoft, I'm waiting to be able to surf the net, period, on my Xbox. It just is not happening. Okay.
You know, they have got to come up with a better way. Like, when you're in the Xbox Live and you're going to, like, type out a message to your friend, they have got to come up with a better way than the whole, like, moving the joystick to the letter thing. Because I'm telling you, that is driving me crazy.
I thought it was just me. I type much faster on the Wii pointing the controller at the letters than I do actually moving the joystick to the letters. Anybody else notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I'm moving along. So, I tell you guys, we have nasty, nasty things happening this year. Nasty things. There's going to be fights. It's still early. It's still January. Everybody's already throwing their gauntlets down and doing the gangster what up in the other one's face after they release their news. But I'm telling you, by March, it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be on. So, you guys.
You just say what?
Yeah, they say what. And you need to see the whole body movement when I do that. What? Android is releasing a console. If you were watching our Twitter, you saw when I said in the near future, when you turn on your console, you're going to hear a droid. Yeah. How do y'all feel about it? We have a whole... These people, they just came out of nowhere with this. A droid console. Y'all can look that up on Engadget, by the way. Some of you are like, where'd you get that from? Droid console. Look it up on Engadget. I hear typing. Yes, go look it up.
Sorry, that's me.
Look it up. So how do you guys feel about that? Would that something you'd want to pick up? I'm not telling you anything about it yet, but...
I'm not going to say yes or no if you don't tell me about it.
I'm saying based on the fact that it's a droid. Anybody tell?
No. If it's just based on the fact that it's a droid, no. I don't ever worry about brand names. I'll get something if it's good. Most of the time, if it's like attached to a brand name, I'm less likely to buy it unless it's like one of those things you have to have.
Mm-hmm. There's some people that do not think that way. Some people will buy it just because it says droid on it.
Yeah, I don't do that. I think it's really stupid to pay extra money just for a brand name.
What about you, Blaster? Would you buy it because it says droid?
I'm busy looking up Nintendo's lies.
Oh my God. Can we move on from that?
I need you to participate.
I'm like a bulldog.
I agree about the dog part. Can you get over and can you come over here and talk about this?
what are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Droid
right.
Gaming console. Coming out.
Droid Gaming. You heard Sony's Sony's got a Sony phone, PlayStation phone coming.
Yes, we were talking about that earlier. But I'm
not, you? See, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking for...
No, not here. It's not the news. You're supposed to be listening to it in the morning while you're at work, but you suck.
I got bills to pay. All right?
What? I'm sorry.
Ain't nothing
I had lag.
In this world's free. That's all I got to say.
I had lag when you said that. The what came like 5 seconds too late.
Well, it's not a gaming... Well, so we talked about this, I think, last week sometime about... What is a console? I'm not just a pure console gamer, right? I love my PC. So I think in terms of platforms, right? What is a platform, right? What is the definition of a platform? Well, Windows XP is a platform. Windows 7 is a platform. iPhone's a platform. So, you know, if we want to talk about, you know, platforms, then anything could be a platform.
Yeah, exactly. I think a platform, a gaming, to specify a gaming platform, is anything that you can actually play games on. And I still stick to what I say all the time, that it doesn't matter what type of game you're playing. If you're playing any game, casual game, Facebook games, whatever, you are a gamer. You may not be the hardcore raider gamer spending all your time trying to get the fat loot in some MMO, but you're still
fat
a gamer.
Loot.
Fat loot, yo.
I'm sorry, my brain.
Wow. And word of the wise, don't join a guild and be like, hey, y'all, want to go get some fat loot?
Please don't do that.
I'm just warning you, as a hardcore gamer, don't do that, because you will get kicked out.
No, I'm a hardcore gamer, too. I'm just saying. But I'm not going to be like somebody who only plays like Facebook games. You know, they're stupid. They suck. Blah, blah, blah. They're a gamer, too. They're just a casual gamer.
I do agree.
Okay.
She's going to hurt me, isn't she, before the show's over?
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. You'll enjoy it.
I am backing away with my hands in the air.
Anyways, I don't know. I'm just saying that, whatever, that's fine. I mean, I don't care. I mean, to me, actually, the whole term gamer is kind of stupid anyways. Well, I'm a gamer. What the hell does that mean? It means you enjoy doing things that aren't work-related. That's pretty much what it is. Gaming is a hobby. You enjoy hobbies. I'm a hobbyer at heart.
Hobbyist.
Right. So, I mean, to me, I'm a hobbyist, right? But everybody's a hobbyist. In fact, maybe one person says, I hate hobbies, man. I don't want a hobby. I hate doing things. I just like to go to work and come home, eat, and go to bed, and wake up, and go to work again. I mean, nobody says that.
You sounded like a good old boy, right, when you said that.
You sound like a guy from Office Space. Anyway.
I'm just saying, nobody does that, right? Everybody is a hobbyist at heart.
Is fat loot's going to now be our new term, because everybody's going nuts with us in the room?
Fat loot.
Let me go ahead and write that down.
And then you cannot say fat loot. It's fat loots with a W in it. Loots.
Well, I'm writing that down. Fat loots.
Loot.
P-H-A-T.
Loots is L-E-W-T-S.
Yes.
Or Z. Z at the end if you really want to do it. Loots.
So I'm going to have to change my thing from suck a fat one to suck a fat loot.
We're not going to lose any servers because of that, are we?
Yes, we are. In China.
In China? Oh, damn.
Because, you know, people in China, they don't like
fat loot. Pencils for China.
They don't like fat loot. So now, okay, without me telling you anything about this Joy console, what do you guys think is going to happen with the lovely Microsoft, Nintendo, and PlayStation people? What do you think is going to happen?
They're probably going to come up with something similar. If it picks up. It's always good business if someone comes out with something new, especially if you're already an established company and you can afford to wait. Because, you know, like Microsoft and Sony, they're established companies. They're very wealthy. They have all of this profit going on. And if someone comes out, if a smaller company comes out with something new, they can wait and see if this smaller company's idea works. And then they can come out with their own version and make money off of it still. Because, as you said, people are drawn to name brands. They're drawn to stuff they're familiar with. So if somebody always buys Sony stuff and that's all they like, they'll wait until Sony comes out with it, and then they'll buy it.
Well, I can't say that Droid is a smaller company. Remember, Droid is a subsidiary that belongs to the lovely
Microsoft and Sony.
George Lucas, as in Star Wars. He's been around longer, I hate to tell you.
But, no, I know that, but the name Droid, it's name recognition. It's not necessarily who their subsidiaries are, who their parent company is, whatever that is.
Well, Droid
it's
is a name brand. If you're not Trekkie, Star Wars, what do they call them? What's their name? I can't remember the name right now. What do you call you Star Wars geeks?
Oh, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Not Trekkies. What's the Star Wars geeks?
I don't remember. I know Star Trek is Trekkies.
Yeah, well, whoever the Star Wars geeks, when they hear the name Droid, obviously they think of Star Wars. That's where the name came from. That's where the sound effect comes from. Droid, yay. So I don't think it's been, before it was trademarked, it was probably not a big deal. But they're not established as far as gaming, other than the phone. So I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried that I won't get a front row seat.
In the chat room has an answer. Wait. Ethan in the chat room has an answer. Jedi for the Star Wars. Max said Star-Warthian.
I like that one. I'm a Star-Warthian. You got to do
basement dweller? Oh, Ginger.
Oh.
I'm a Star Wars fan. I don't live in the basement.
Oh.
I live in the attic. I don't know.
Now, on this note of Droid getting into the whole gaming arena, okay, so we had the iPad come out. Everybody's all excited. Oh, yay for iPad. And then we have 50 million other tablets that are coming out. You have, HP has their Opal Quartz tablet, and then there's a tablet from Android, actually, the Galaxy. Is it Galaxy tablet? BlackBerry has a tablet. I'm having trouble keeping up. I'm telling you, it's going to be ugly this year. Fighting is coming, y'all. Get the oil ready, the popcorn.
The oil?
The Jello. Yeah, because I'm throwing oil and Jello on people, baby. I'm a
what?
I'm throwing oil and Jello, and I'm going to sit back with my popcorn and watch this ugly, ugly fight that's about to occur this year. You guys think I'm joking.
It's never an ugly fight if there's oil involved. I'm just letting you know.
Well, it depends on who's using the oil. I mean, if it's like Ron
Jeremy. He's got enough oil in him already. He doesn't need any more added.
Ew. Well, and Zephyria is saying in the room, too, that even the PSP2 is saying it's going to be more tablet-like. I think the one that's actually impressing me the most, aside from the Galaxy, is the HP one, because it's supposed to work with your phone. It doesn't say what phone is the problem. I'm assuming it's going to work with all phones, but it's saying if they link, so if you want to, you can actually answer your phone. It has that whole bump capability like the iPhone, meaning you can bump it to somebody. I don't know if that means you'll share apps or share games, because that'll be bad. That'll be really bad for developers. I don't think they'll like that.
No.
Somebody.
And that's bad for the people who are on the receiving end of those bumps, because you always keep me addicted to these stupid Facebook games. I'm sitting here watching Wedding Street right now.
Thank you. But I am telling you, the war is about to ensue, and each and every person is trying to one up the other one. There was another tablet that I saw earlier this week. Who is breathing all heavy in my ear, turning me on? Stop that. We have a show to do. I'm done with you. So, but there's one, I think, that said something about True Ink. We had so much news this week on all these gadgets. Good God. So I'm...
Corey loves her gadgets, you know that.
I do.
I love my gadgets, too.
Yeah, but I'm having gadget overload. You see how I keep stuttering because I keep looking at all this stuff going, which one?
She's having gadget overload. That's why
she's right.
Stuttering while she's talking.
Damn straight. I said gadget overload. I didn't say toy overload. So which one do you pick? Which one is going to play the best games? You got Gizmondo.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
No, because see, everything's going to these, like, everybody's, okay, so there's all these platforms, but all these games are going multi-platform. So does it matter at the end of the day?
Yes.
How? Why?
What if
why
it doesn't have the game I want?
They're all going to be multi-platform in the future. It's a matter of.
What if I want my Sims 3 to play on my EVO 4G phone?
And you don't think that's going to happen?
No.
You don't think that the game company, that the manufacturer of that game, that the developer is going to not want all that money that you can give them? Because they're going to cut out your phone out of all the other ones?
Well, my phone doesn't play some of the games anyway, but it has its own little...
You got an old-ass phone. That's what happened.
My phone's not old. I just got it a few months ago. Duh. What am I supposed to have a new phone every month?
Sorry. I haven't been stalking you lately. I didn't know that.
Everybody can't have new phones every month, Blaster, like you. What are you rocking now, a Razor?
I rock the latest and greatest, man. What are you talking about?
Well, tell us what you got. What you got? Let's see what you got.
No, I have access. You know, through my job, I have access to the brand new phones all the time.
Oh, look, he has access. He don't actually have one. Talking all the time.
Well, la-di-da.
Whatever. I had the BlackBerry Touch before it was even on the market. I had it in my
hand.
Walking around and showing people that. I have access to that.
Hey, this will be... Hey, you know what? I got to share this with you. Because this will be something that you need. Because I've been listening to Blaster, by the way, bitch, all week about his wireless headset. There is a new set of headphones from Creative Sound Blaster Tactics called 3D Omega headphones. should we get you some of those? It can connect to your PC and your gaming consoles wirelessly. Mm-hmm. Yes? Is that what you have already? Is that what's causing the problem?
No.
Okay, well...
Mine's USB-driven.
Oh, okay. Well, one problem is they're $200. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I don't have the kind of cash. That's almost as... If you pay that much money, you almost could get a Nintendo 3DS. Almost. I mean, you'd still be $50 shy.
Well, if I sell Blue Control, which I will never do, by the way. Blue will be with me for life. Oh, look at her. She's so lovely. She's sitting right here on the desk. It's a lovely girl. And she's not pink. Not even. Ooh, I was about to say something really bad. Okay. I'm moving. No, I was talking about my DS. I'm moving along before I say something bad. Okay. And I know Sherry heard what I said in my head, didn't you?
I'm just here, yo.
But okay, is anybody else seeing that this fight that's about to occur between all these companies? Nobody else is seeing this but me. When I make the joke about what, there's always, every press release that we get, there's always a dig at somebody else. This is, well, we have this, unlike so-and-so that doesn't have this.
But see, the software developers don't care about all that. That's the thing that you don't understand. No, they don't.
They should.
Why?
They want their
game on every single platform they get their hands on. It's however much development money and time they have, that's how many systems they're going to try to put it on.
Yes, but not every company can afford to put it on every system with all that we have coming out. Now, remember, we don't have just a big three anymore. That's not Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony. We got Joy throwing their bid in. We got all the people that are creating tablets that are getting throwing their bid in.
Joy.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to take that away and send you to your room. We would go and what is going on in the room? How come I keep seeing my name pop up? I'm going to start charging money. It's trademarked. $5 every time you type my name. Just like the situation.
That's usually Corey's going rate.
Every time you type it, not say it.
That was pretty harsh. What? That was. You what? Didn't hear him? Oh, I'm not saying anything then.
Oh, I'm ignoring him.
Okay.
He's blonde. He's blonde. You know, he just, some stuff just fall out of his mouth. They don't even mean anything. He's a bit.
Stuff falls out of your mouth all the time, too, man.
Oh! That's because it's not big enough to be held in my mouth. Thank you.
Oh!
It's not my problem who you're dating nowadays.
I was pointing at you when I said that. I thought I was very clear. Okay.
Damn.
So.
Were you pointing at me with your fingers or your chest?
40 loves. Corey. So I ask a question, bless her.
Yes, what was the question? I'm sorry.
I said, you don't see these wars. Oh, no, you answered me. I'm sorry, blonde person.
I'm blonde. And you're the one forgetting what I just said.
I'm not blonde.
I'm saying that software developers don't care. If they have the time and the money to put it on your system, they will do it. The only thing that makes a difference is how big your user base is as to what order they go in. If they had time, they'd put it on everything. They had the money, they'd put it on everything.
So what could this mean for our lovely indie developers who can't? I mean, it's cheap to put your stuff on the Microsoft Indie channel, but I'm pretty sure you can't afford a license for every single platform. Case in point, there is a game that I would play, but it's only on iPhone, and it's a game developer sim. You're a simulator. You get to be the game developer, run the company. I would play that, but I don't have an iPhone. And this is a very small company. And I'm pretty sure if they could afford it, they would put a version on Xbox or on PC or on other platforms. So I think it's kind of a hindrance for some of our indie developers. They can only get to one place, and it makes them get even further lost in a sea of games when there's so many platforms now. You can't even say, well, let's pool our money. We'll just do Wii. And that'll at least get us some money.
Well, no, they'll pick the platforms with the greatest user base. But see, that's the thing. I'm telling you, that's the problem with the Wii. Is everybody bought one, but nobody plays. It's like the least played system. There's statistics out there that say it's the least played system out of all three of them.
Okay,
with such a huge user base, that's ridiculous.
Who's the least played what?
Wii is. The Nintendo Wii is.
Wait a minute. Let me back this up for you again. Ginger, would you like to cite the sales figures for last year that we said they outsold who?
There we go.
Every effing body. So that argument is moot. You need to stop with that. We came at you with stats, figures, outsold everybody last year. Again, every year.
Least played console.
No, it's not, darling. I'm sorry.
Nielsen. Nielsen.
Nielsen. No. Not the least. Not the least sold. It doesn't matter who's playing it. As long as you bought one of them bitches, you already in
the
club.
That's gonna catch up to sales. That will catch up
to
sales.
Oh, you've been saying that since it came out. Y'all been saying that since it came out. It ain't.
I love when you two get started because I just kind of sit back like. Mm-hmm.
If you threw the oil in the jello, you'd be enjoying yourself.
I've done that a long time ago. Y'all just didn't notice.
Oh, me to rub it on. But anyway.
Can I rub it on faster?
That's yes, it. Yes. Yeah. He's got more places to rub. Anyway.
I know.
Even the GameCube was played more than the Wii in 2000.
Oh, let it go, darling. You're on the losing team. Just stop it. Just let it go. You see what? See the comment I made about the dog earlier? Dog bone won't let it go. Bury it in the backyard. Let it go. Made me forget what I was saying. I hate that. Anyway, I'm concerned that the indie developers may be missing out. They may not get to do as much. Oh, no, that's not what I was going to say. I was actually going to comment to Jay, who was saying, I just had to look over at the chat room. Jay was saying Apple's going to do is come out with an iPad 2, and it's all going to be put to rest. I disagree because Apple is warring with who? Adobe, over this Flash business. Without Flash, I think the Apple people have seriously crippled themselves. That's why we have all these pads coming out, because they are Flash-enabled. And what's the next biggest thing that gamers are onto is Netflix. And if I have an iPad and I can't watch my Netflix, I can't watch some stuff on YouTube because of Flash, or if Hulu's my thing, which I keep bitching about, I can't watch my Hulu, I don't want it. Hello.
Hello.
Pick it up.
Hello.
Well, you're talking. We're just chilling.
Pick it up. Anybody disagreeing with me?
No. Are we supposed to? I'm sure I can find something to argue with.
Oh, gorgeous mystery lady.
Now, Issa's saying game dev story.
That's wrong.
That's what happened when you're blonde. She's saying if I could read Japanese, I could download a copy of game dev story. You are right, Issa. However, I do not read Japanese. Yet. I'm working on that. I've been working on it for about 15 years, and I can read one letter. So good luck with me. Good luck to me with that. I don't see the people at Apple being. I think they lost their edge as soon as they didn't have Flash. They make good product. All their stuff works together, but. I see they lost their edge. I think the Flash was a big thing. Either of you disagree? Agree?
Oh, not having Flash? Yeah. It's a huge thing. But most of the web is Flash based. I'm sorry, but.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a huge loss for them. To be honest with you, I have two friends that one has an iPhone, and I've used his iPhone before and I've checked it out. I have one that has an Android phone and I've used that. And, you know, I like the features of the Android phone better. You know, I just like all the little things about it that it just seems like a better operating system. The only reason why Apple got such a huge market share is because there are a lot of Apple zombies out there that as soon as Steve Jobs farts something out, that they'll try to smell it. I'm just saying. That's exactly what happened.
You did not
use a fart analogy.
Nice. That's
saying.
It's not just that, is that they were first. The first ones are always the biggest. They always get the most attention. The people jump, oh, it's neat. I want to be the first one to get it. And might I add, I'm going to say this every week to you Apple people out there that are bragging, oh, I got a Mac and our operating system is stable. I'm going to say this again. We did a news story last week where something on the Mac got hacked. The more games that you start getting on the Mac, the more you guys are going to get hacked, the more viruses are going to start showing up, and the less stable your little operating system is going to be. The safe point for you at first was that nobody was paying you guys any attention. Now they are. Beware. It is coming.
Yep.
All you little iPhone
this
and...
This is one of the few times that me and you agree.
Oh, you agree with me. I happen to have a Mac sitting next to me. I get to hear the whole spiel. I don't have any problems. My system doesn't shut down automatically. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And you know what else? You know what else is problem with the iPhone and with the iPad? Well, actually, with the iPad is it can't do more than one thing at a time. That was like my biggest complaint with the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, when I'm working on my PC at home, I've got image editing software open. Like if I'm going to write an article, I got image editing software open.
I know, what was I can't that? I'm sorry. Can you
say it slow, baby?
Try it again. I've got image editing software open. I've got, you know, some references that I'm using for my article, and I've got, you know, a text editor open. I'm doing all three of these things at the same time as I'm writing my article, right? And I've got you know, our website open so I can put all of this into the website. And so I'll do all these activities at once. How many of you, if you want to do the same thing on an iPad, you'd have to open up your sources. You'd have to read your source. You have to take a separate notepad, write down all the information. You have to close the browser. You have to open up an edit, you know, a text mm-hmm. editing software. Write the entire article, all right, spell check and all that good stuff. Then you'd have to open up the web again, find some images, save them to your iPad, close that, open up photo. You know, I'm not going to go through the whole process, but you get the idea. It's mm-hmm. a pain in the ass.
Now, and on that same note, the HP, the Opal, or whatever pad that they were releasing is saying it can run 20 simultaneous apps. It has 180 hours of battery life. How much does iPad have? What is it, 20? 30 hours? Something like that? Oh.
I'm just saying.
And Issa's constantly saying, would you do all that on an iPad? We would, because we're usually doing a lot of stuff. We're doing a lot of stuff at once. We're getting ready for the show. We have stuff we're putting up for the site, and then maybe I'm emailing these two,
Why own an iPad? If you can't do the things that you need to do, why own one? I would rather have a notebook or something like that to do all that stuff with.
You know what? Honestly, I'm not seeing the difference between an iPad and, say, the Kindle or what's that Nook thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's differences, but I don't see anybody doing much of anything other than reading stuff on it.
I'll tell you what, if I want an e-reader, I'm not going to buy an iPad. I'd be better off getting a cheap little Nook or something like that, or whatever the Barnes & Noble one. There's a Barnes & Noble one, too, that's, like, cheap. I forget what that one's called. But I would just be better off getting that. I mean, it's got longer battery life. I mean, I'm telling you, on one charge, the Nook can go for, like, I think, what is it, like 7 or 8 days on one charge?
That's hot.
Yeah.
And also today, they are apparently working on an iPad 2. Somebody brought a case to CES, but there was no iPad 2 in it. They just wanted to show you that we have a case. It's coming. Hey. And they have a mock iPad 2 in it, apparently, when they got to CES. I think Steve Jobs, after he, because he's also sick, and although we're teasing him, we hope he gets better. He had to take a leave of absence, for those of you who didn't know, from the company, and it made the news, of course, because it's Steve Jobs. But
yeah.
I think when he comes back, he needs to wreck shop. He needs to get over to the Adobe people and say, let's just squash this. Let me call the Gamer Girls Radio, and I'm going to bring Snow and Corey here. They're going to show you the fluffy cakes. Look, they're going to show you the fluffy cakes, and we're going to work this out.
I totally will, too, yo.
Oh, I do hope he gets better.
Feel better. I'll do it. Fluffy cakes are in order.
I do hope he gets better so that thousands of Apple zombies will finally know what to buy next. I really do hope.
Oh, that's kind of mean, yo.
No, I do hope he gets better. Saying there are thousands of Apple zombies out there that will have nothing to do. They will have nothing to purchase and spend their money on. And so he needs to get better so those people have something to do.
Well,
that's not mean. I want him to get better. That's not mean. I want him to get better. How's that mean?
Well, I'm not getting an iPad anyway. I want a Galaxy. I'm saying this because you guys know my birthday's coming up. I'm talking to you two bitches. I'm talking to people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Listen now, the Opal is only supposedly being priced at $99, which is significantly less than an iPad. It does a whole lot more.
You want something
then
like that?
Then y'all can
find me. I better get something like that.
Yeah, look, and y'all can find me everywhere I go. Y'all just hold it up to my face wherever I am, in the shower. Hi, y'all. What you need?
Yeah, if you get something like that for me, again, if you get something like that for me, you know, I'm going to want something from you in return. That's a lot of money you're spending on your ass.
You know, I'm like the devil. You have to specify exactly what it is you want, because when you say something, that's a whole lot of stuff. That's a kick in the wrong place. a slap, some hot grits in your face. I am a Southern girl. I'm so evil.
Who is being kinky up in here? I don't even know.
Hot grits in the face? That's not kinky. That's pain. You better ask it. You're supposed to be a Southern girl. You know what grits do? They don't just spill off of you when you throw them on you. They stick. So when it's burning you, it's burning. That's why women in the South throw grits. We make sure the hurt keeps on coming. Your girlfriend says she's buying grits and you pissed her off. You better run. You don't know what grits are? Again, still run. It's like rice chopped up in little.
Just trust us. Run.
Trust us when I say grits. You don't want them on you. And hot? No, you don't want them on you. It is about that time, you lovely people.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
We got like 4 minutes. We got another minute.
Okay, well, let me. We got another minute for me to cut some more.
Let me say this then, since it was mentioned
Jesus.
In the chat room.
Jesus.
I just need something to hate on. That is not true. Okay,
yes,
love,
that is so
I
true. I'm
me,
so glad whoever said
Val.
That.
I love me some Val. They're the best publisher, developer, and distributor out there. Bar none. I mean, free DLCs. I'm just saying, free DLCs. And I want to say something about Gearbox and the latest DLC for Borderlands, the Claptrap Revolution. Waste of freaking money. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
You to say that. Blaster.
It was so damn short. There was like maybe 10 quests in the entire thing. 10 damn quests to pay $10 for. It's a dollar a quest. That's some BS economics right there. BS economics. You guys should be ashamed of yourself. You had a great game, and now you're just trying to slowly strangle it, your fans to death with DLCs that are so damn short. And I also had a problem with Mad Moxie's Underdome. That was also way too damn short.
He is mad.
I am mad. Gearbox, get your damn shit in order. That's all I gotta say.
He's mad when he does that.
I will hate that. I will hate on that. But there is a good reason. I only hate when there is good reason. Ooh. Valve, I love you. Keep being beautiful, baby. That's all I gotta say.
Well, real quick before we have to go, because I love our friends at Engadget. And they give me gamergasms and gadgetgasms all the time.
When she's stuttering, you know she's having a game.
Okay. So apparently HTC, and apparently it's also my new word, by the way, they have leaked a new phone that is buttonless, Brew MP-based, and very small. It's a phone. Y'all live with that till next week. Deal with it. And it does not come in pink either.
Thank God. Pink is the devil. I love this song.
This is for you, Valve. I love you.
Okay.
It's for Corey, actually.
I am no longer afraid of that. I will not share with y'all my new fear. I will not share. Anyway, so I will not hush. So we will see you guys next Thursday night for our flagship show, and of course in the morning listen for some gamer news. Hopefully BT doesn't drop us. Wait a minute, are we still here? No. Apparently so.
Alright, I want to listen to the song.
I'm not done with my spiel. If you love us, favorite us. If you love us, favorite us. Peace out, we love you guys.
Hate us, favorite us. That will show up.
Anyway, this case after all,